You're listening to the Woman's Hour Power List from BBC Radio 4.
Frances O'Grady took up her post as the General Secretary of the Trades Union Congress just last month. She's the first woman to hold that post in the TUC's 145-year history. And last week, she was named 11th on the Woman's Hour Power List. Frances joins me now. Frances, when we talk to women on the Power List, we often find that they've had someone, another woman, who's championed them. Was there someone who inspired you early on?
There are lots of women who inspired me and lots of men who encouraged me too. But when I worked at the Transport and General, I think Margaret Prosser, now Baroness, she was a real source of inspiration as a woman who came from an ordinary background and did amazing things.
What was the best advice you ever got then in climbing the ladder of trade unions?
I think my mum always taught me that you're not better than anybody else, but you're no worse than anybody else. So I think that sense of entitlement on the basis of what you do and what you achieve, but not on some kind of false sense of superiority.
A lot of the discussion around women in the workplace achieving high levels focuses on work-life balance, and it's just sort of assumed that you have to give up a lot to make it to the top. Have you made compromises on family or personal life?
I think, like a lot of women, it sometimes was a bit of a struggle just to get through the week. I think anybody bringing up children or caring for elderly relatives will find it hard to combine that with holding down a job. But I've always been lucky. I've loved the work that I do. For me, trade unionism isn't a career, it's a cause. It's about ordinary working people sticking together, standing up for values that matter, like equality and justice, including fairness for women at work.
I gather you were a single parent. I mean, that must have been difficult when you were starting out.
It could be. There was a lot of hopping on and off buses in between nursery and school and catching up on work in the evenings. Again, I think it's what a lot of women do, and maybe we should talk more about, because I think all kinds of jobs could be made easier for women to do and progress in if we had a little bit of imagination and a little bit more trust in the way that people work.
One of the big associations people have, rightly or wrongly, about trade unions is that they've traditionally been very male, very male-dominated. Is that fair? Has it changed?
Well, one of the great things about this list is it gives me the opportunity to say many more women union leaders should be on it. 3 in 10 of our union leaders are now women. We've got 50-50 membership, men and women. The trade union movement is looking much more like the people we aim to represent, and that's got to be a good thing. We need to share power in society more.
What about dealing with sort of sexism and sort of sexist attitudes? I mean, you must have had your fair share.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I think, again, women have different ways of dealing with it. I think we
all... How did you deal with it? You know, as someone who was...
A big sense of humour, that helps. A quick put-down, that helps. A bit of banter. I think we always know the difference between comments that are made with bad intent, if you like, designed to put you down, and comments that people just need to be educated into how to treat women and men with respect. And, you know, I think things have moved on a lot, but there's always more work to do on that front.
Very diplomatic. I mean, was there not an incident where you thought, how do I deal with this? How do I not lose my...
Little things that can get to you, isn't it? I don't like being asked to make a cup of tea. I like offering to do that.
When was the last time anyone asked you to make a cup of tea?
Not that long ago. I'm sure those incidents happen to all sorts of women. Or just making sure, I like to make sure, if I'm in a meeting, for example, I always make eye contact with women. If I'm chairing a meeting, I try and encourage women to come in. I try and demystify what leadership is all about, because I think sometimes those at the top like to present having a top management or leadership position as involving working incredibly long hours, being incredibly difficult. My experience is that I have more control over the way I work now than I ever did when I was a part-time worker bringing up two kids.
One of the big issues that's still going on that I guess you have to deal with is there are these ongoing legal cases about historic pay parity at local councils, and there has been real bitterness about the idea of, you know, women who were dinner ladies kind of contesting whether they should have got bonuses like dustmen. You know, where do you stand on this? Because it is ongoing and there is a great bitterness about it.
Look, there has to be a simple principle that people should get paid equal pay for work of equal value, and no woman should be shortchanged because of the fact that she's working in the public sector or because of the kind of work that she does. But I think it's important to say that the biggest pay gap in Britain today is in the private sector, and some of those huge job cuts that we're seeing in the public sector are actually expecting women to move into private sector jobs where the pay gap is even bigger.
I want to discuss that in more detail shortly, but just focusing on your role kind of running the TUC now, overall, you know, the number of women in unions is going down. Unions are losing membership, even if women are still a very, very big part of them. Is that a concern for you?
Well, union membership has been steady for the last few years. I mean, at 6 million strong, we are still by far the biggest democratic membership organisation in Britain. But a big top priority for me is to grow and build trade unionism. We need more people to join. We know that there are millions of workers who are sympathetic to what we stand for, people looking after each other, caring for each other, standing up for equality and fairness at work. But they say they haven't been asked to join a union. Well, I'm asking them because we need to get stronger if we're going to deliver fair treatment for everybody.
And briefly, the power list highlighted, you know, real absences of women in areas of leadership, you know, sort of parts of the media and the armed forces. Where do you stand on the idea of quotas or positive action to achieve more parity there?
I'm pro, because I think it's a myth that society is built around meritocracy anyway. I see lots of people in lots of positions, from banking to politics, who frankly didn't get there by merit. So I think it's time that we gave a helping hand to all those talented women, and indeed black and ethnic minority workers, who have huge talents and just need the opportunity to show it.